Thanks for joining the Eventive Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host and event mentor, Sarah Brush, event professional for over two decades. My goal for this podcast is to share how events and sponsorships can help you build community, make an impact, and grow your business, and have lots of fun while doing it. By the way, don't forget to check the episode notes for valuable event resources exclusively for you. I appreciate you spending this time with me. Let's get this party started. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Eventive Entrepreneurs Podcast, where we talk everything events and sponsorship. I am your host, Sarah Brush, and I have been an event professional for 24 years. I work at a technology company managing all of the sponsorship and exhibitors and our large conferences that we do. So that is who I am. I feel like I haven't done an introduction in a while. So I would love to know what you do, what your business is, or where you work and what's happening in your world, just so I know who's out there listening. I really appreciate you taking the time to be here. I know that you could be doing a million other things. So I appreciate that you find value in this podcast. Today, we're going to talk about event attendee demographics. So I talk a lot about this on the podcast, how important it is to really understand your audience. So their demographics. So who is attending your event? Who is your target audience? And then it also relates to having very detailed demographics for sponsors so they can understand, is your audience their audience? One of the things there's been a lot of discussion around is value-based demographics. So these are referring to the segmentation of attendees based on their shared values, beliefs, and their priorities. So instead of just focusing on traditional demographics like age, gender, title, location, you're really diving deeper into those shared values to understand. I also feel that it's really important to have those traditional demographics because, you know, just as I mentioned, if you are hosting an event and you want to have sponsors, you know, they're going to really need to know if this audience is right for them, looking at those top level demographics as well. So for example, if a sponsor is targeting small women-owned businesses, then it's important for them to know that your event is a business event for women and potentially providing the size range of these businesses, you know, how many employees do they have? If you ask them their range of revenue, that's also a good demographic that could be shared with these potential sponsors. So you are going to want to have those traditional demographics as well. But when you get into value-based demographics, you're really looking at the underlying principles and convictions that drive individuals to attend your event. So some examples of values could be they're placing a big priority and value on health and wellness, family, environmental consciousness, social impact, and different items like this. By appealing to attendees' shared values, you can really use your event to foster a deeper connection, engagement, and satisfaction among attendees. For example, going back to what I mentioned previously, if you're hosting an event for women in business, and if you have data that shows a majority of your audience has a high value for fitness, it would make sense to have a speaker from the fitness industry that has grown a successful business, as it's meeting your goals of hosting that event that is for women in business, but also appealing to the value of health and wellness and fitness. There's also businesses that offer this service to help you look at these value-based demographics. I recently listened to a speaker, David Allison, and he has a book called The Death of Demographics, Value Graphic Marketing for Values-Driven World. So that's one you could reference. I know he has a book and then he has some other resources. And I've also heard other businesses that do this as well. So that's something you're interested in. You could dive deeper in that. But you can also just kind of use this as top of mind to see how you can dig a little bit deeper into your demographics. Here are a couple of ways that you can really understand the values of your audience. So number one, you could distribute pre-event surveys or add questions on registration that inquire about attendees' interests and values. You can include open-end questions to allow participants to really express themselves fully, but also trying to kind of have it where you can pull buckets from the information that you get so you can kind of see consistent values that are among your attendees. You could also, number two, monitor social media channels for discussions related to your event or just the industry and see what attendees are talking about. analyze really the topics they're engaging in to just gain some more insights around their values and interests. Number three, if you have a container that you have attendees in once they sign up, like a Facebook group or something like that, you could really ask those type of questions in there to get some of the information regarding their values. Incorporate interactive activities during the event that encourage attendees to share their values and engage with one another. This could include group discussions, networking sessions, or collaborative workshops. And then this could be information you could use for future events or post-event since you would be gathering it on-site, not before the event. And then here are some potential questions that you could ask to understand attendees' values. So you could ask, what values or principles do you prioritize in your personal or professional life? What types of activities or experiences do you find most enjoyable and fulfilling? What level of importance do you place on social impact for events that you attend? Why did you start your own business, or why do you go to work at your company every day? So if you're maybe don't have your own business, but you're working at a job, why are you working at that job? Why do you go to work every day? So these are just some sample questions that could start those conversations. And again, this is just a high level view of value-based demographics. There's definitely experts out there where you can, you know, review the material that they're publishing, their offerings that they have around this topic. But I think it's a great thing to start thinking about because you don't want to just put people in buckets around those traditional demographics. You want to really dig deeper to see what's motivating to them. You know, what do they really value in life and in business? And that can help you just go deeper in your event on every level. Thanks for being here. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at Event of Brush, and I will talk with you soon. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate it that you spent it with me. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would love, love if you can rate it 5 stars and write a review. This helps us get the podcast out to more people. And if you want to connect, I am on Instagram at Event of Brush, and I would love to hear from you. Thanks and have a great day.